Welcome to Mickey and
the Mouse.
Hey everybody, it's Mel here and...
Yo, it's John.
Welcome back to Mickey and...
the Mouse.
Episode 10.
The double digits.
We are in the double digits. How exciting is that?
Achievement unlocked.
This is really, really awesome. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. We wouldn't be doing this, like we always say, without you guys and all of your suggestions and wonderful comments and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I have a wonderful review I would love to read for our 10th episode that we just got this past weekend. I just think it's so sweet. It really made my day.
Five stars.
It's a 5-star review from a username named Peeper with a smiley face. Love that for you. That's a really cute name. And they wrote, "The host chemistry, electric. Their preparation and passion, crystal clear. The discussion topics, niche and fascinating. Perfect show for any folks that are big fans of Disney media content and history. Listening to your conversations sounds just like the ones between my husband and I as well. And I just love it. Bring your full hearts and open ears." Thank you so much, Peeper. That really made our day to read that. It's funny because you're talking into a microphone and you just hope people are listening.
Right. So, it's just kind of, there are moments where you're like, oh, wow, people are like listening to this and calling back to things we've said before.
Yeah. I think that's just so cool. And the fact that you enjoy it and took the time to write that really means the world to us. We know everyone's time is precious. So thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your time to just leave us a really nice review. We really, really appreciate it. It doesn't go unnoticed when you guys do things like that.
And so please, comment you. As much as you guys can. Like, your feedback helps us with coming up with discussion topics.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes us know, like, am I talking too fast?
Yeah, we're still not. Well, we're still new to doing it, just the two of us. This is definitely a different setup for me from the usual with the Happiest Podcast. So any feedback is appreciated. And
we got that New Jersey speed.
Yeah, we do. We do. So we just really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. With that, though, let's jump into our episode 10 discussion. This one's a pretty big one today. John, you're very excited about this one.
Yes, because it covers news. And for you guys who know this, my news background, and I'm going off of an article that is from local10.com. Walt Disney World announces largest expansion to Magic Kingdom Park. It's going to be 14 acres, and the project is going to be called Beyond Big Thunder. 14 acres reminds me of the size exactly of Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Does that mean the Magic Kingdom is getting a new land?
I would love that so much.
But what could this land be? Could it just be a simple expansion to Frontierland? Nay! We are not getting a Home on the Range ride, I say nay.
No.
I think we're going to get it. And what is it, Melinda?
A villains park.
It is time.
It is time. Look, if we're never going to get a full villains park, we deserve a villains section. So today, John and I decided we took a map of Galaxy's Edge from Walt Disney World and we overlaid... Literally, I took my Procreate app in my iPad and overlaid.
She's very skilled.
Different. Well, it doesn't look that good, but we
overlaid. Oh, I'm highly impressed looking at yours. And then the thing I have is just not even close.
So we overlaid our idea of what we would do with the Galaxy's Edge location, acreage, and how we would make that into a villains park, basically.
Yeah, overall dimensions, since we don't know if it's going to expand out
further. We have no clue.
We're just kind of just guesstimating. We're like, how about we just use the Galaxy's Edge layout map?
Use a pre-existing idea, basically, and just restructure it to fit the villains, which I think is a cool way to start off. Look, Disney reuses animation all the time, so we can reuse map layouts, okay? That's fine.
Yeah, last I checked, you know, we aren't surveying the land.
No, we have no clue. But yes, yeah, so today we're going to be discussing we both have two very different parks laid out. We're going to go through, tell you guys what our idea for this land is, what we would like to see, things that we really think Disney should strive for. And then you guys can decide, let us know, whose park would you rather see? It's going to be mine. But like,
well,
it could
okay,
be John's.
I need to let you, we need to preface this right now. Last night, I made my world and shared it with Melinda, which I should have kept this to myself.
Sir, I don't even remember what is in your land.
Oh, come on. You drew it.
I don't remember. I have very late nights. I really don't remember. I know one thing. I remember one thing, and I didn't even use it for my park.
Wow.
This is all original.
Original.
okay, you're just upset because mine's bougie. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
So
all right.
Where to start?
Well, we'll start off with my haphazard park.
Your subpar.
My subpar park.
This means everyone's going to get on your side and be like, no, John's is better, Melinda. You're wrong.
Do not underestimate the amount of love that you have. These people love you. I'm just the snarky
stop.
One.
No, I'm pretty sure out of the two of us, I am the snarky one.
Don't really?
Yeah.
Well, you're usually the descriptor, and I'm the one who kind of just hops in and be like, meh, and then moves on.
Okay, just get on with your park, dude. Come on, let's go. Let's
okay,
go.
So
give
let's
the people
go.
What they want.
All right, so which side do you want to enter my park from? Tiana side or Big Thunder side?
Well, why don't you just give them an overview, explain everything.
Okay, so if you're walking through MK and you're walking near Tiana's Bayou Adventure, whoa, what's that on the left? It looks eerie. It looks spooky. It looks like a big cave. What is this cave leading to? I don't know. This is new. This is brand new to the area. When you walk through this cave, mist. Ooh. And then you see in the distance, you don't walk to it, but you see in the distance, a lone oarsman. Wondering where this person's going. You turn, and you are in the underworld. Ooh.
I like your sound effects.
Exactly.
Very nice.
It's the Banshee. Ooh.
Well, you just said it's not the Banshee.
I know, but I just wanted to make the Banshee sound. Yeah, it's if I now know the existence of Darby O'Gill and the Little People, I'm going to make Darby O'Gill and the Little People references from now on, especially with the Banshee. So my whole thought about this one section, this would be in the section where Rise of the Resistance is. And actually, let me pull up my map for reference, because Melinda did a wonderful artistic rendering of my map. So you're in the underworld. When you walk in, kind of where you see that one, like, Star Cruiser, you're going to see, like, the Cerberus. The Cerberus is going to be there. Different statues of the Titans are going to be around. You're like, oh, this is really cool. Then my idea for a Rise of Resistance, similar ride, kind of very similar scheme, is we're going to call it Escape the Underworld. So the theming would go, you are a hero, and you need to go save a loved one that was trapped by Hades. So you're going through the underworld in the queue. And as you're going through, you're seeing Easter eggs of the other villains that are kind of in there, because they're all in the underworld right now since they've naturally been defeated by their heroes. So you go and you start on the ride. You know, Pain and Panic are going to be the theming of kind of like, ah, you know, don't escape us, Herc, or something like that, or heroes, or whatever they're going to call us. And as you're going through the attraction, you're going to be in different rooms, and in those different rooms, the villains are going to reside in there. And then you get off the ride, and you get pictures, and it's great. Merchandise, Pain and Panic merchandise, you get the shoes. You get all the different fun stuff from villains and a little gift shop. Also in that area, like when you're in the underworld, you will eventually leave the underworld area. But while you're in there too, I would like a little stage show nearby in that area as well. That could be hosted by Hades and Meg. I want to say that they do that in Disneyland too for the Halloween events,
They've
right?
They've done multiple events where Megara and Hades, whether it's dance parties, things like that, where they host together with Pain and Panic as well.
Yeah, so what I would like to do is, because now we've kind of established that in the Disney mythos in terms of the parks, have a very Doctor Strange-inspired show where Hades is like, oh, I want to call about my friends. And, you know, you'll see, like, different characters from meet and greets, and they'll have interactions. I think that'd be really cool to do. Mm-hmm. So after you're done the character villain meet and greets, I want to have a clear divider between the underworld and the main section of this villain's land. I didn't even think about what it's called. I'm just going to call it Villain's Land for now. And I want it to be very dark woods feeling, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Exactly, because a lot of these, like, you know, like, oh, you never know what's going to go on in the woods. So as you're going on to the woods, there is where Ronto Roasters is.
Yeah.
I want to have another food establishment there, and I want the Snuggly Duckling.
I mean, that's cute.
Because Tokyo Disney, mm-hmm. isn't it called Tokyo Disney Sea or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just have announced that they're going to be making a Snuggly Duckling themselves.
Of course,
so just
they
the Imagineers can just go and, oh, let's just take that and put it here. Like, it's really, it's a very smart choice to make for a Villain's Land. Melinda, we had this discussion before. that the rogues and ruffians aren't really bad guys, but when they're first introduced, they're not the nicest characters.
I would argue Gaston's pub would make more sense, but they already have that in Fantasyland.
I agree. I would have wanted... If they're not going to transport Star Tours...
They're not going to move
They're not going to move Gaston's.
But it would, I think, fit slightly better, but I understand the Snuggly Duckling, so I don't think that's a bad choice, though.
Thank you. And then I came up with a couple of different, like, outlets and stores that you can go with. Like, there's part of me that would want, like, Cruella de Vil to have, like, a little cart, like, kind of like, oh, this is my little outlet for clothes. Like, the peddler from Aladdin. That would be really cool to see as, like, a little shop on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things like that along that nature. And you see the Dark Woods from Snow White. You see the Dark Woods from Beauty and the Beast. But, you know, especially those, like, Snow White trees. That'd be really cool with the faces and stuff like that. That were, like, really, really freaky. So that would really line the area of these of this wooded area. But then, I am partial to this ride. For people who have known from a previous episode, I want to say it was episode 2, we covered movies we wish we were rides. In place of the Millennium Falcon, I want Yzma's Palace, because I want my Emperor's New Groove roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me.
I know. You want it so bad.
When you are in the queue, you could be waiting online, and you could have the option, there could be like a divider, and you could either be on the Cusco side where it had like little lines, or the Yzma side that had little lines, and then you're going through the roller coaster, and I could just see the picture at the end. They kind of like impose like their little outfit.
That's
like
hysterical.
Yeah, like the white coat.
Yeah, like some kind of Photoshop thing. That's cute.
That'd be really cool. But I want a replacement of Oga's to be Pleasure Island.
That would be pretty fun, because Pleasure Island used to be basically what Disney Springs is.
Exactly.
And we did lose that. So it would be cool to see that brought back. Yeah.
But then, on the more messed up side, when we went to Oga's, we've only ever been to Oga's once. Well, at least I have. Have you been multiple times?
Babe, every time I go, it's with you.
Well, there was that one time you went without me.
I don't even recall.
Once with your parents, and then once with the Happiest Pod.
You mean when I was working in the college program?
Well, there was that. And then you went one time with the Happiest Pod without me.
Yeah, no, we did not.
That's where you did Remy for the first time.
No, I tried to do Remy, and it was broken.
Oh, you're right. Remy was broken. We've only ever done Remy once.
We've only ever done Remy once, because every time we go near it, it's broken. But no, yeah, I've never done Oga's before.
That's true. So when we were in Oga's that one time, like, oh, this is a very time-limited experience. I'm like, I want to kind of sit down and have a drink, but if you're making me stand in this really tight corner.
We were in a tight corner with absolutely no tables, but it was like a little nub that popped out of the wall that couldn't even hold a drink on it.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have four people there.
It was very interesting. The floors were entirely sticky, and we had people on top of us, and I'm like, we're spending how much money to be here for 45 minutes? Yeah, no, we're leaving. Bye.
So the way I look at it is how we justify it being a 45-minute experience. Is we say that if you stay longer, you turn into the donkeys.
That's really cute.
Right?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, you know, you can't stay too long or else, you know, you're going to be carted off. That was horrifying, and it still is horrifying.
Still pretty terrifying, yeah.
I think we're going to eventually make some top 10 lists and being like horrifying Disney moments, saddest Disney moments. Chelsea recommended the saddest Disney moments. Chelsea, my producer.
That's very
I wanted
nice.
To give her a shout out. She said, give me a shout out in an episode once. Chelsea, this is your shout out.
Well, I did clarify to people, we don't have a producer for this. She's a producer at John's
job. At my news
job.
Station.
I know, but
they know about my news background at this point.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay. All right. So when you finally leave Pleasure Island, I want to add one more ride. I know that the original Galaxy's Edge that we're basing off of this doesn't have a ride. But I kind of want to get rid of the hangar.
Mm.
I really don't like the hangar all that much. It's just kind of like, oh, you see some stormtroopers in that area. Instead, I want to have a return of Snow White's Scary Adventure.
Yeah, no, I think that's valid.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long of a ride. It's very small, especially if I'm going off of the one in Disneyland.
No, that's a good metric to go off of. It's not a very large ride. It literally was where Princess Fairy Tale Hall is.
I think so now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I still question why they did what they did. It's just rude, but it's fine.
But then, yeah, I want to be able to, in terms of, you know, how they have the blue milk,
mm-hmm.
I would love, like, an apple stand.
I think that'd be really fun, like with all different types
with
of
all
apples,
different
like
apple
caramel,
drinks, caramel, like, yeah. candied apple. I'm actually very surprised, I guess because it's sticky, why Disney doesn't do candy apples, but I think if
no, they have candied apples.
I've never had a Disney candied apple.
Well, that's a you problem. They're there. They're okay. all over the place.
Oh. In the sweet shops? We never really
yeah,
go
we
in.
Don't
like
go
the
into...
goofy sweet shops?
Once again, this happened last time too, where you're like, oh, Camp Rock, that movie sucks. I'm like, you never even watched it. You're doing the same thing with candied apples now.
Well, because I look at it, I'm like, I see the pretzel, I see the bar, I see the churro,
yeah, no, they have
the
candied
turkey
apples.
Leg. I've never seen someone actively walking around with
apparently,
candied apples.
Apparently, John has to go back to Disney because he's unaware of their offerings.
I guess so. I never claim to be an expert. I have a Disney podcast. I'm no expert. But I would love to see more candy apple offerings or just apple drinks of some kind.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun way to go into it. I want to say the Lefubru has an apple base
to it. It is. It's an
it.
Apple. It's literally a frozen apple juice.
So yeah, just slap the Evil Queen on it. Call it a day.
Yeah, you could.
And then finally, in that one area where you usually see Rey, you know, she's kind of on that upper level kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would love to see Maleficent's castle there.
Just like a miniature version.
Just
kinda
a miniature
like
version.
Like,
yeah, don't think of it like a Be Our Guest castle, something in the distance, just something to kind of give like that kind of OG representation of villainy.
Yeah.
And have her castle be there. Maybe have a couple of meet and greets there. Like she'll like kind of walk and call people idiots.
That's really
idiots!
Fun.
Idiots! Imbeciles!
I love that though. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All this time... And you were
looking
for
a
baby. She's great. I love her. And that is my villain spark.
I really like it. I do.
Thank you.
I know it took you a while to put together. John was very thorough with his detailing of this. So I'm very proud of you. I think it's a great idea. I think a villain spark in general is a great idea. I think people will take whatever they can get. Okay?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So they could deal. But with that, we'll go into mine. So, in a very similar way, it's laid out just the way that Galaxy's Edge is. So, I went off the Galaxy's Edge Walt Disney World map. So, if you want to pull that up to reference for yourself, I'm taking a picture off of Reddit. You'll know which one it is. It's, like, pretty clear. Here we go. So, you walk in, and I'm going from, if you're starting near Tiana's Bayou Adventure. You're walking through, and it's just dark woods. Like... completely dark, brambly, viney. Like, I want to see, like, Maleficent's vines. I want to see Snow White's trees. Like, we're going dark. You're going through a little cave. You're coming out to, like, just a completely different experience.
Mm.
I want a villain meet and greet right in the front where that little cruiser is. So it could be alternating of characters. It could be the Evil Queen's there sometimes. It could be Maleficent. It could be Frollo. It could be...
wow, throwing Frollo in.
Yeah, it could be any of the villains. Like, it's literally a luck of the draw situation, and it's just a rotation. So I would love that in the front.
So, you know how, like, Anna and Elsa have kind of, like, the ice... not an ice palace, aren't they in, like, a house?
They're in a little house, yeah.
So what do you see the outside of this
building? I would almost think it's not even, like, a... in. Well, maybe it should be an indoor location, but there's another spot for that. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
I would think this is more when the weather permits... it's like a dark cave. So it's like a big over, like, hanging kind of thing. You know what I mean? So they have the shade and there's like vines around the cave structure. And then you just go stand in there and you get a picture with your photo pass. So not really well thought out. It's not like an overly detailed meet and greet. It's just a good spot where you can throw somebody and it detracts like people when they're walking in, you know? So I would want that there. And like I said, I just want scary trees everywhere. And then what I really want is you're winding through and where Rise of the Resistance is, I want to put Snow White's Scary Adventure. So I also wanted this in my park. So right off the bat, I want you in the old school, like Disney villains vibe. You know, like I really want you to feel it. And I think
you're going to really expand the size of Snow White's Scary Adventure.
I do have a much bigger space to work with so they can expand the scenes.
So, okay. How would you want to tell the story? Would you want it kind of more in line with the Little Mermaid ride?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah, I feel like they could go into more detail, have some more scenes, update the animatronics a little bit. I think it could be the more polished, clean version of what that is.
I want...
with a really cool queue line.
Yes. I really want them to integrate the facial designs that they are doing on the Frozen ride. And I want to say it's like
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they're able to do those beautiful faces.
Yeah,
like,
it'd be nice to get this in America. That needs
to be on our animatronics.
I'm really hoping that happens for us one day, but we'll see. Disney can, you know, keep giving us projection faces for now, I guess. But
have you seen those, you know, you want to talk about horror stories, the blank?
Yeah, when they error out and you just get the blank screen. Yeah, they're terrifying. I understand why the projections work, and I get that it was cool at the time, but like, it's not fair seeing these other parks get so much more and it's so much better, and then we're still stuck with like error freezing out Elsa and Anna. Meanwhile, there's like a beast animatronic turning into a prince in front of your eyes. Like, excuse me, we can do better here, but it's fine. So I would like to see an animatronic like that for Snow White's Scary Adventure. Excellent. I want them to be detailed and really just get into it. So I think that would be awesome. I want a really detailed queue, kind of like the Little Mermaid ride, how you go under the castle. I think it'd be really cool to have Snow White's castle and you're going in the dungeon of the Evil Queen's like
nice lair. That used to give you nightmares.
It still does. It's fine. So after you get off that ride, you're going to keep working down the scary woods, and it's going to kind of come not to a clearing, but it kind of changes because we are now in the center area of, if you're thinking of Galaxy's Edge, like the Galaxy's Edge layout.
Okay.
I would want, so like where the Ronto Wrap is and all those little shops.
Yeah.
I just want a giant Villains Emporium.
Okay.
So you're going to see the vines and the trees coming out. Like I said, it follows through, but it lessens a bit as we're getting to the main populous area.
Got it.
Just for convenience sake, or else no one has anywhere to go.
So similar to like my outlets.
Kind of, but I just want it in one bit. So, like, when you go to the Disney store in Disney Springs,
yeah,
and it's, like, different sections, I just want all the villains to basically be in one store.
Okay.
So there's, like, a Cruella de Vil section. There's a Snow White section. Like, I just think it helps center everything. And it's a really big spot. Like, literally, I clear everything out and just make it a ginormous villain shop. Like, that's it.
So something I didn't think about until just now.
Bathrooms. I just assumed someone would throw those in somewhere.
Garbage cans and bathrooms, mind you.
Of course.
Given the fact this is a villain's land.
Yeah.
Would we move the Gaston meet and greet, or will he still be at his tavern?
I feel like that could be both. That's up to Disney. Because he does have his tavern. Maybe he'd be one of the more rarer appearances in the villains area because of that. Because he's had representation for so long, but I'll leave that up to the execs when they take our ideas.
Of course.
You know, it's fine. But no, so I want a really big villain shop. And then I want as my centerpiece, like where the Millennium Falcon would be, I want Maleficent's castle. I want a ginormous Maleficent's castle. I want like full size.
Okay.
You're looking at a big
baddie. Rather than mine be kind of like be our guest theme.
I want like a Cinderella-esque, not exactly Cinderella size because you don't want it to like over encroach on the existing castle, but I want it to be quite large. Okay. In my dream world, this would be a very large scale Maleficent castle. And I would love, so in the background of Galaxy's Edge, and if you look on the map, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. They show like jagged rocks edge going along the map. I would love that to be similar because if you look at Maleficent's castle, it's like black jagged rocks. I would love to see black jagged rocks with those vines all twisting behind her castle. And that could go all the way down the border, down near Snow White's Scary Adventure. You know what I mean? It can encroach on every bit of the land. Like, that's a really good way to border your land, basically. Also, I would probably keep, like, gators and stuff out because it's, like, intense a little bit. You
know?
Not bears. No, the bears will climb right over that. But, you know.
That was one of my favorite stories. If we had a podcast during that bear week.
Oh my God.
It was a day. It was half of a day.
It turned into Bear Gate. It was just everywhere.
Be like, oh, you know, a new member of the Country Bears.
But no.
I can't wait to see the new Country Bear show.
Oh, I'm excited for that too.
When does that open? Is it the summertime thing?
Look, it's midnight. I couldn't tell you. My brain's broken.
I love that you always date that it's late when we record these episodes.
This has been my life. I don't know why this seems to keep happening with podcasts where we're recording super late. My life's really busy right now, though, so that's my fault. Can I continue with my...
Yeah, I'm going to look up when this Country Bear show is going to open up in the meanwhile.
Okay, so we're at Maleficent's castle. He's trying to detract so that I don't win. That's what's going on.
No, I am making observations and adding.
Country bears had to be added to this conversation.
Well, I was just saying, you mentioned gators and I was mentioning bears.
Okay, just get this done. Look up what date it's opening the new show.
Okay. It is opening this summer.
Okay, it's this
summer. Summer 24 for people in the future when we're at episode 300 or listening.
I don't think we're going to be able to get to country bears anytime soon, though.
Eventually.
We'll get there one day.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there one day. Anyway, so Maleficent's castle, want it to be a big structure. Now, here's my thought. For the inside of the castle, I want it to be multi-tiered, like the ones you see. I'm thinking Shanghai Disney when I think of this, how it's literally a multi-tiered castle. I would love there to be at least three floors. And I would love one of the floors to be a restaurant. I would love a dragon under the castle, like the Euro Disney one. I think that would be really, really cool.
Okay.
And then I want a floor, and I'm like debating how I would want to do this. So in Shanghai Disney, they have a different floor for each princess, but this castle is ginormous. And clearly we don't have that kind of space to work with in Disney World. But I would love if maybe we could have a floor that is dedicated to the OG villains, or like kind of like a museum of villain artifacts. You know what I mean? Kind of like, okay, if someone's seen The Descendants, they'll get this reference. Where in the first movie, Mal and her pals go into the museum and they find all these villain artifacts. Like they find Cinderella's shoe and they find villain stuff. They find like Maleficent's scepter, things like that. So I would love that to be kind of a setup upstairs and people can do that while they're waiting.
Hook's hook.
Yeah. The clock for the gator or something. And I think it would be really fun for people to be able to do something like that while they're waiting for their dinner reservations, because I would assume Maleficent's castle would book out very quickly for dinner.
Oh, incredibly.
I'm seeing like a Be Our Guest experience.
Oh, so it'll be a ride?
It's not even really a ride. It's an eating the castle, see a dragon under the castle, and then go experience like kind of a museum gift shoppy spot. In my perfect world, if we're talking like, if I could really do it the way I'd want.
Hey, this is the Mickey aspect of our
But I also am thinking the logistical fact that like Cinderella's castle can't be smaller than Maleficent's. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's not going to work. You know, so unfortunately, in my perfect dream world, they'd make Cinderella's castle somehow bigger and then I could do whatever I want.
But not taller,
else they got to put blinky lights on it.
Yep, No blinky lights. Oh, let's see if you know. What are the only two structures that are the tallest structures, but not tall by like, I think it's like 1 foot that does not
Tower
require.
Of Terror.
Yes. Tower of Terror. And Cinderella's castle.
Yeah, those are the two that they just go under.
It's like a foot. It's so smart and deceptive, and I love it.
It's Disney being Disney. But no, and that's what stinks. Like, I would love if I could make it this multi-tiered, glamorous, like, every floor is a different villain, like, dream museum place, but I can't. So we're going to have to stick with the other idea. But I still think it's really fun, and I think it'd be really cool if the restaurant was in the center tier.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the dragon in the bottom, you got the restaurant in the center, and then you have the museum at the top. So
what would you eat?
Or should it actually be... No. I take it back. Restaurant should be in the top because then they can be in the museum on the second floor and then go up to the restaurant.
Well, you have to be careful about restaurants being at the top, like unless you have like elevator access and stuff.
There would
like that.
Be elevator access. Disney
like,
is
like royal table.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm literally thinking the structure. I'm taking from what Disney already has. Not original here. Okay, this has already been built.
Architect Melinda over here.
The structures are in place. It can't be that hard. I am being Joe Rohde right now. Okay, like it's not that hard, guys. We're just gonna take Cinderella's castle, paint it black and move it over there, okay? Like, and I just want a motherfucking dragon. And I want a museum. It's not that hard.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
But anyway, so you're going to leave Maleficent's castle when you finish your delicious meal with some crazy, I would see like green fiery desserts of some kind or something. Ooh. Really fun. Like I said, this whole theme of the vines I really want and the jagged rocks to like fill this Maleficent's castle area. As you're leaving the castle, you're going to see a wall of like kind of jagged rock that blends with Maleficent, but the other side is going to show a whole different side.
Oh,
it's
please.
How Disney does that like little flippy
what
thing.
What you got?
Know? We're transitioning. Well, first, before we get to the park part, like the other section, across the way... There is like a little, I don't even know what this is called.
Yeah, it's just where Ray hangs out. And you see Chewie there, too.
It's Ray's little hang spot, I guess. Yeah, I would just... That's going to be a villain's hall, kind of like how there's the Princess Fairy Tale hall. I want a villain's hall. That would be the indoor meet and greet. And that is where you're guaranteed to meet certain characters every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know everybody's favorites. But I probably put some iconic staples
Dr.
in there.
Dr. Facilier,
I think, like Cruella de Vil. And they can also do rotation.
Jafar
would be great. Ursula would be great. I'd love to see an Ursula meet and greet. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see a Frollo meet and greet more regularly. I would love to see a Hades more regularly. This would force Disney to have to make their costumes better. And I give them that challenge. Do it. But anyway, so across from that, I had to detour to that because if I don't get it out now, I'm going to forget about it because I really like this section that I did last.
Okay.
So you have the jagged rocks.
Yes.
You're going around the bend to your left, and you see in these jagged rocks, the vines are, like, dying around it, basically. Like, they stop. Like, Maleficent's power no longer holds here.
Oh, wow.
Because you're walking in, and you are in Chernabog's lair.
Okay.
So you are an entirely blackened, like, now you are in a hellscape, basically.
Fantasia spot.
So it's Fantasia spot. But it blends so well with the other parts of the park because you can use that jagged rock formation to just build off into a corner and make a hell spot, basically.
So you lot of tall locations.
Yeah, I'm really just being obnoxious. I don't know. I'm not trying to blend in. The villains don't blend. They're dramatic. They deserve drama.
Beyond Big Thunder. Whoa, there's a massive...
Do you guys see things? The big devil guy on a mountain over there? What is, do you hear that music? What is that?
What is going on?
But no, so my dream scenario. Once again, you go with like the corporate understanding. I'm doing dream world here. Let me live my life.
There is one thing I wish I put into my park before you talk about Chernabog more.
You can put it in right now. Go for it.
Well, I don't know where geographically I would put it.
I can help you figure it out. I'm the whimsical part.
Well, I'll let you finish yours and then
we'll
talk about
it. No, tell me. What would you want
to
do?
I wanted to include the elephant graveyard.
Let me see your map really quick.
Sure. Because I could have a roller coaster when...
You could make it the in-between, so when they're walking from the Hades section, you could have like an elephant's graveyard kind of vibe here. Or take out Maleficent's castle here and make that an elephant graveyard. Or... You can kind of make it in a corner. I feel like it would be more of a kiddie spot with the logistics you set up with the other spots.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take out the whole Snow White's corner and you make that into a Lion King section.
So you have Woods, Lion King. Because you have to pay some homage to Lion King.
I had a really hard time with that because I know people enjoy Scar. Seeing his lair would be really, really cool.
I mean, Be Prepared is just such a cool
vibe. So why don't you
vibe.
Take out your Snow White corner and make it into a Lion King corner?
Then I fear clashing too heavily.
Why?
Because I have Underworld, Woods, and African...
That's a Disney Imagineer's job to fix, not yours. You just let them figure out those transition spots.
I, in my corporate brain, am trying to think logistically and whimsically. Thinks in corporate. Have you seen those TikToks?
Yes.
That's great.
You just think in corporate. You try so hard.
I know.
But anyway.
But anyway, go back to Chernabog.
So you walk into this dark... It's obviously not a full cave because it's way too big of a space to make into a cave, but I want you to just imagine jagged rocks, blackened, like really just deep, creepy.
Ooh.
Probably not for kids. You know what I mean? Like maybe keep them towards the other side. I think it would be a little too dark at this point for them because my idea is just a little food spot to fill in one corner. Because you need food. And I feel like I'm lacking that besides Maleficent. There'd be little carts and stuff, obviously. But, like, I think a little food spot there would be cool. Maybe some Chernabog-themed treats specifically.
Okay.
But then I want, and I wrote this specifically, craggly rocks, double for Chernabog section. And behind those craggly rocks, I want a ginormous freaking roller coaster wrapped around, like, these rock structures. I want, like, the next rock and roller coaster.
Okay.
For Chernabog.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, I would love if they took, like, the concept of Mount Everest, the Everest ride.
Yeah.
And made it into a Chernabog situation.
Okay.
So instead of the Yeti reaching to get you, it is Chernabog with his big hands trying to grab you as you're going through the ride. And, like, his eyes pop out of the darkness and things like that.
Man, that is a lot of faith.
Uh-huh.
That is a lot of faith.
I believe in the Imagineers. They can do it.
Wow.
But, like, really, when you think about it, you could have some of it outside. You're wrapping around some rocks. And then I think just some internal sections of the ride.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about it. I love the idea. Oh. I love the roller coaster. Yeah. I love the vibe.
Then
I love the theme.
What is the faith part?
That they're going to want to go with this a very iconic but small section of a movie from the 40s.
Well, okay.
As one of the two rides.
But I think if they're concerned about that, they could pull a Fantasmic moment here and they could insert the other villains as like specters through the ride, you know?
Okay.
Kind of like, you know how they're like, say goodbye, Mickey. Like, you know what I mean? They're doing those corny things throughout the ride.
I love those. So Fantasmic is... I prefer Fantasmic to the fireworks show.
Fantasmic's the one we do every time.
It's a necessary.
It's a necessary. And I think they could pull a lot of inspo from Fantasmic. We have, actually, when I think of Fantasmic, I look around the room. We have two huge Fantasmic artworks in here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost the same exact thing, too. But we just love it so much.
They're iconic.
We have one that's Maleficent with the Tower of Terror behind her and Mickey on his rock with the water. And then the other one is Mickey with old style Maleficent from the 50s movie as the big shadow. And Mickey's like defeating her with like magic dust.
And we have a vinyl of the Nutcracker Suite from Fantasia as well.
Yes, we do. Wow. Look at us.
Yeah.
Proud of us. Anyway, I think if they're really concerned about
the character
lack of popular characters, they could go ahead and just do some interweaving like that. I think that would be really helpful for them. And maybe they can calm down then if they feel like, okay, there's other IP thrown in here as well. So that's really, that was most of it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm liking the vibe.
You like the vibe?
I am liking the vibe.
I like your vibe too. I think it's fun.
I think it's cool. I know that I'll probably lose points for wanting my Emperor's New Groove roller coaster.
I don't think that's true. I think people have wanted that for years. I think if anything, my Chernabog is going to lose me points.
No, because I like Chernabog as a villain in terms of like, oh man, that is ominous. That is menacing. Like, that is a villain.
Yeah.
Mine are fun villains.
You did more the fun side. I definitely went more serious. Like, I went for, like, the hardcore. Oh, also, I forgot to say, Chernabog gets a gift shop, too. There's, like, a little gift shop connected to the roller coaster.
Okay.
I mean, I know people probably assume there's a gift shop with almost any ride, but, like, still. I just wanted to make sure that
was... Oh, my gosh, I just thought of something.
What?
Outside the roller coaster
mm-hmm.
for the Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
You know how I have... You know, they have, like, the Remy's. They have the...
Would you get the little Kronk Angel and the devil?
I would get a Kronk Angel and devil on my shoulders as I'm leaving the Emperor's New Groove roller coaster.
I could also see there being like a stand where they sell like the potions, but it's just like juice or, you know what
right?
I mean?
I was thinking like...
That's really cute.
There's multiple potions. Like, it's so funny thinking about Disney movies. There's multiple potions. There's the ones from Emperor's New Groove. There's the one from
Snow White. I mean,
Snow
she makes
White.
Potions. Yeah.
There's the one from Hercules.
Ursula makes potions.
Ursula?
Yeah, potions are a very big deal for
a lot
the
of potion shops.
Yeah. With all that being said, I think we can also both agree there'd obviously be parades that would go through or small shows kind of walking down. I would love to see the Headless Horseman just coming down the street.
That'd be cool.
Kind of signifying the evening, just coming down the road. I think that'd be really fun. Mm-hmm. You know, just the fun little basic sprinklings.
Would there be a Shaboom equivalent?
No, I don't think so. For people that don't know what that means, I'm sure most of you do, but for ones who might not understand the Shaboom reference, when you're in Disneyland in the Cars Land section, when it hits dusk, they have cast members come out and go, Shaboom! It's Shaboom time! Shaboom! And they get all these kids super excited and a bunch of people gather thinking this really crazy big thing's about to happen. And then they play the song. Is it called Shaboom?
I think it's like it's life like, would be a dream. Life would be a dream.
And it's really cute, but they just turn on some neon lights and the kids just walk in a circle. And John and I, with no children, just kind of stood there and went, okay, we're going to go now.
But we witnessed the Shaboom.
I mean, I guess there could be some cool green lighting interwoven in the vines, like craggly, okay, like cracking through the vines, mm-hmm, like some greens, some purples, the classic Disney villain colors. Like that would probably be what I do. Lights for the faces on the trees. I think if their eyes glowed at night, that'd be really cool.
That'd be cool.
Turnabog, I think that electric blue color with some greens would look really cool in the rocks, like crackly, mm-hmm, through there. I think that would look awesome. I think for you, you should do some like blues for hell.
Yeah.
For like the Hades section.
Oh, no doubt.
I think you should do, and this is just my opinion, you don't have to listen, obviously.
I will, of course, listen.
I think for the
You're helping my votes go higher.
I think the Emperor's New Groove section, you could do a lot of neon because, mm-hmm, it's a lot brighter. And then when you're looking at Snow White, that is the more classic, like darker shades. So that's totally up to you what direction you would want to take it. But I think just like the interweaving of some of those villain colors, you know?
So here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't plan this, but because it's villains themed,
mm-hmm,
do you think, and they probably won't go for this, but this is me not thinking as the corporate, this is me thinking as just thematically.
Okay.
Do you wait to open the villains themed area once it gets darker outside?
No. Too many people will want to do it. It's, mm-hmm, it's especially in the beginning. Like, I don't see Disney being like, we have 14 acres that we're just not going to let people walk through all day. They want to detract as much traffic as they possibly can,
mm-hmm,
from every area of the park. And Magic Kingdom is literally the most crowded park. It's the most crowded.
Of all of them.
Of all of them. And it's the smallest, isn't, yeah, it? Literally. So.
Well, I mean, the reason why Animal Kingdom is the largest.
Is it the smallest or is Hall? No, it is the smallest.
It's the small. It's larger than Disneyland, but it is the smallest.
That's what throws me off is thinking of that. No, it is
like,
the smallest.
Like, because the largest one is Dak, but that's because of the safari.
Yeah, Dak is quite large, and it's unfortunate that it basically goes to waste. But I can't wait to see their new expansion and see if that kind of changes things for them. Maybe I'll actually want to go to Animal Kingdom sometimes. Hollywood Studios.
The listeners, you know, of this podcast don't necessarily know about your views on Dak.
I think most of them probably do. But if someone here isn't listening from HPOE and has found us first, hi. But second, I did the Disney College program in 2019 for a long story short. And Dak has scarred me forever. Dak is Disney Animal Kingdom short. I worked in the food industry. I have a lot of very interesting stories. We could do a whole episode on a DCP breakdown. I am not the one who will give you positive, glowing stories from DCP. The biggest thing DCP gave me was honestly the happiest podcast. I met a lot of really nice people through DCP, but man, that experience was traumatizing. But it's okay.
I never did it, so.
Yeah, you were smart. I know. Anyway. But no, like I was saying, there's no way Disney wouldn't take advantage of having all that extra space to get people out of the way, especially Tiana's Bayou being brand new. If I'm thinking if you opened it tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? They're going to want to get people away from Tiana's Bayou. It's going to open up other rides for people. It's going to make it a more enjoyable park for people who don't care to get to the villains because so many people are going to clamor to get to the new thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be one of them for sure. I just want it.
We've talked about this before.
I mean, everyone has. I feel like everyone's been saying, where is the villains? Where is the villains?
Especially with, you know, you're looking at business trends, as we were talking about with our last episode, how, like, Disney influences others. And then,
yeah,
of course, you know, you're looking like, what's my competition doing? Dark Universe is being in that Universal park.
Yes.
There's going to be a whole section to their movie monsters.
And people are loving it.
They are so excited about it. So this is Disney being like, okay, people have wanted this villains park. Let's give them what they want. I honestly think that that will be the catalyst to giving us this villains park.
It shouldn't have taken that, but yeah, I think so too.
Sometimes people are petty.
And no, and you know what? That's happened. We've seen it time and time again. We talked about it. DreamWorks has been petty. Like, all these studios get petty with each other. And Universal and Disney have this underlying competition thing they've had for years. And you know what? Say what you will. I am not going to ever pick Universal over Disney for personal reasons, but I can admit that Universal's really getting it together, and it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive what they're doing, and if I were Disney, I would be sweating a little bit because you've worked really hard to establish yourself as the park people aspire to be, and Universal said bet. So I would love Disney to take that challenge and be like, you know what? Fine. We're going to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
So, but no, I think it would just be amazing. It's not going to happen for a very long time, if ever, honestly. But we can hope some exec somehow listens to this and goes, you know what? Let's expedite this.
D23 is around the corner.
I will scream it from the rooftops. Be like, I have the blueprints.
I map them out.
I used my Procreate app for 15 minutes and made a rudimentary map for you. You can build it.
If you want to see what these maps look like, too, she did a very good job with this.
I really did not, but thank you.
I'm very impressed.
For people that use Procreate, I literally just outlined the Galaxy's Edge map and left it very light and translucent underneath it just so you could get a vibe of the land. And then I just overlaid with like what our rides would be over it just so that we knew what we were doing, because it's very hard to describe the ideas in your head without having a visual.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad I did that, because this would have taken so much longer if we just had written notes of every descriptive thing we wanted.
Oh, exactly. And then it's harder to kind of like...
It's hard to visualize. Maybe we'll make some kind of version for Instagram for people. I would probably want to clean it up a bit. But maybe we'll post them to Instagram. That way you guys can reference what we're talking about. But I would suggest, if you haven't looked up the Galaxy's Edge map for Walt Disney World, not land, they are different, do that. And then go back and listen to like what we said, because you can kind of pinpoint what we're talking about. It'll give you a clearer idea of what's going on. We wanted everyone to have a clear map they could kind of follow. And we'd love to know, like, what you guys would put in your villains park.
Oh, yeah.
We should definitely make a poll. I would love to see, like, I would love people to submit what they want to see, whether it's villains, rides. I would love to hear it all.
Write in the comments.
Yeah, I'll make a post for this for sure. I try to make posts for everything. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
So when I make a post for this, you guys should go to our Instagram or write us an email. Tell us what you would want to see in your villains park and tell us who you like better. It's me. Anyway, this has been really fun.
I agree. This was a fun episode. Great way to top off episode 10.
Yeah. Right? Something really fun, lighthearted. Yeah. Sometimes we get a little deep. We go a little, like, dark and, like, talking about Disney. And I think this is just a really lighthearted conversation. And, yeah.
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 Yeah. With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you for being patient with us. I meant to say this at the beginning of the episode, but... I've been sick, and now I'm also in two shows, and we've got some other stuff going on. It's been very chaotic around here. Mm-hmm. So if you noticed last week, our episode came out a day late. That's also going to be happening with this week's episode. I think we're going to be switching our schedule to Thursdays, at least for the next 3 weeks. Once I'm out of the show life I'm in right now, it'll be much easier to record.
Yeah, she doesn't end rehearsals and come home till 10 o'clock at night.
10:30 sometimes,
10:30,
yeah.
Depending on the time. And then we'll have dinner, clean up.
Which is why we're recording, and it's 12:37 at night.
Yeah. We started this episode at, what, 11:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going, wow, but it hasn't been like a full hour and 30 minutes yet. Do you know how many times we restart because we're self-conscious or we cut things for time?
Like, the joys of editing.
There's so much you guys don't see. So, but no, we appreciate your patience. We know it's annoying. We said Wednesdays. Now we're kind of changing it to Thursdays for a couple weeks. But you know what? We're here and we're doing it.
Heck yeah.
So thank you for being flexible with us. And see you guys soon, I guess.
Bye-bye.
Bye.